From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the UN Security Council is to meet later Tuesday to discuss what to do about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan earlier Tuesday before breaking apart and falling into Pacific waters off Hokkaido. It's the first North Korean missile to travel across Japanese airspace since 2009, when Pyongyang said it launched a communications satellite. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who spoke by phone with President Donald Trump, said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia non-proliferation analyst Melissa Hannum of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwasong-12 launched from the Sunan region near Pyongyang, traveled about 2,700 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Anha-3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises involving U.S. and South Korean forces. Pyongyang is criticized as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration has agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the waters of the Mediterranean. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said he cannot bear watching Africans die in an effort to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya have agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey. This is VOA News. President Trump travels to Texas Tuesday to witness the devastation wrought by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered over South Texas for 4 days, dumping unprecedented amounts of rainfall as it slowly moves east. Mr. Trump spoke Monday of his trip.
I look very much forward to it. Things are being handled really well. The spirit is incredible of the people. The coordination between all of the different services, as you know, has been going very well.
President said he expects quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He's declared 18 Texas counties as disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have fallen. Another 60 are forecast over the next 2 days. As many as 9 fatalities are blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million people, including those in Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, have been impacted. Greg Abbott is the Texas state governor.
We are still involved in the search and rescue process. Our number one goal from Corpus Christi all the way to east of Houston is still protecting and preserving life and rescuing every person that we can find.
Gasoline futures hit their highest level in 2 years Monday as Harvey forced the closure of multiple oil refineries. An explosion struck a busy shopping area of the Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 4, wounding several others. The blast occurred near the heavily fortified U.S. embassy coming a week after President Trump announced a new Afghan policy. Islamic State militants and their families began leaving a border area between Lebanon and Syria Monday, part of an agreement to end the IS presence there. They were being transported by bus to eastern Syria. It's believed the first time Islamic State fighters publicly agreed to a forced evacuation from territory it held in Syria. At the start of the third round of negotiations between Britain and the European Union over separation, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, expressed concern over the slow pace of progress 5 months after the UK triggered the 2-year divorce.
Time passes quickly. I welcome the UK government's paper, and we have read them very carefully. But we need UK positions on all separation issues. This is necessary to make sufficient progress.
Separation is supposed to be complete by March 2019. An Indian court Monday sentenced spiritual leader Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh to 20 years in prison for the rape 15 years ago of 2 female followers. The sentencing came amid tight security after his followers rioted Friday, leaving nearly 40 dead and hundreds more injured. Singh, who has a large following in the northern states of Haryana and Punjab, insists he's innocent. His lawyer said he plans to appeal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Morning, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on days. Later on the show, Lorise Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, is going to be my guest, so stay tuned for that. But right now, let me start off with the sound of Morikante from the Republic of Guinea, and this is Yeke Yeke. And this one is going out to all my friends on board the Fusion, especially for you, Jebe Taufik. I know you're listening to the African Beat right now, and you love this song, Yeke Yeke. So I'm going to play it right for you. And right after that, Agogo by Jane Peters from Sierra Leone, and Conquer the World by Youssou N'Dour, featuring Akon from Senegal. But let's take it to the top right now with Yeke Yeke, the sound of Morikante.
Let's talk about African music. Our rhythms, beats, and instruments. Our styles are just so priceless. We'll make you dance, make you boneless. You wanna dance? Come to Africa. Come to Freetown for your agogo. Go to Senegal for your daga. Hit the whole West for your high life. Talk about beautiful instruments. Instruments that will make you feel the groove. Wanna see beautiful people. African guys are the best, no contest. Oh, 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 oh. Sweet African music. Oh, oh, oh. All about African music. African music. African music. African music. African music. African music.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The World by Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon from Senegal. And before that, Cyril Union-born Jane Peters in Agogo and Yeke Yeke by Morikante. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest later on, Loris Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer. She will be my guest right here. I'm David Van Dee, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Cameroon, the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu, comes in this time with It's My Life. And right after that, the Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria and Uwomonshi by Christopher of Rwanda. But It's My Life right now by Naomi Achu of Cameroon.
Yeah.
Christopher of Rwanda. Before that, Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria, and It's My Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. Stay tuned to this program. When I come back, my guest, Laurice Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, will be here to talk to you about her designing skills.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vande.
Alright, African Beat listeners, welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Laurice Monsieur Saba. Yeah, and she is from Liberia. Welcome to The African Beat, Laurice.
Thank you, David.
Let's enjoy this day, okay? We're going to have fun, we're going to enjoy it, and your people out there are going to be listening to you.
Yeah.
And they want you to tell them exactly about all what you do. So just before we get into that, can you just tell the people who Laurice Monsieur Saba actually is?
Okay, I'm Laurice Monsieur Saba. I'm a designer from Liberia. One of Liberia's best designers. Yes, won awards at that too, though.
Okay. So you know when I look at you and they say you're a designer, it's like you were cut out for that.
Yes.
You know, you were specially designed by God to design for people.
Yes, David.
Don't you think so?
Yes, true.
Good. So now let's talk about how you got into designing. Because, you know, these days, you know, especially when we're growing up as kids in Africa, all what our parents want is for us to become lawyers and doctors.
Yeah.
You know, Now when you say, oh, I want to do tailoring, let's put it that way, locally,
yes,
that's
yes.
the way we'll call it. I want to do tailoring.
Right.
Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why I'm paying my money for you to go to school?
My mom said that.
Your mom said that?
Yeah.
Is she listening?
She's listening.
Well, Mama, she is one of the best right now that Liberia can boast of.
Yes, of course.
So tell me, how did you actually get into it?
Okay, it started 2008 when I came back from the war, from Ghana. And my mom's like, what are you doing now? I said, like, I want to go into designing. Mm-hmm. She's like, but now they don't have any designing school here. So I was like, but I'm going to check around. So we went, we look around, and then they had one. But at that time, they had it for after the war rehabilitation place people can go to learn.
Okay.
So I was like, Mommy, I can do it. She said, no. I said, no, I can do it. And I was there every day.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I did a one-year program. And from there, 2008, I started my business.
So you actually went into designing at a place that was cut out for, like, people who have been in the war, that were being rehabilitated, to go back into society.
Yes, because at that time, we didn't have any faction school. We didn't have anywhere that I could go to learn.
And today, you stand out as one of the best designers in Liberia.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you, David.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now your clothing line is called Monsieur Couture. Okay, now tell me, what kind of outfits do you actually design?
I make ready-to-wear outfit, and I design for my clients. So I do casual, I do formal, I do evening wear. I do a lot of, like, I design for my clients on occasion level.
Okay.
Yes.
So they'll come and tell you exactly what they want?
No, they tell me exactly. Like, I have different kinds of clients. I have a client that will come and tell me exactly what they want. I have a client that will come and tell me exactly where they're going, that they want me to design
and
for them.
And you can design for them?
Yes. Woo. I have the clients. And this is how I built my brand. Because what made it so easy for me was that when my clients come, I know exactly what fit them. So it was like, oh, damn, I have no worries. I'm just going to drop my fabric, or I'm just going to go to Monsieur, and then she can do exactly what I want.
So that sounds good. And a lot of people are coming to you, because normally we would say in Africa, we love foreign stuff.
Yeah.
We love things that come from abroad. So how are you coping with that? How is the competition coming? Because people will say, oh, no, this one is locally made. Whether it is designed by whoever, I don't care. But I'm going for the brand that is coming from overseas.
Yeah. The advantage I have is that I take the African print, I turn it up. I don't do the typical, what you have, the culture stuff. It's like I design it to the way they will like it. Like, I take the African prints and mix it a little bit with the European.
Okay.
So I don't do the exact African stuff, but it's, when you see it,
when
you know
you see it, you know it's African.
It's African.
Okay.
But the most important part, I make it to fit the body.
So if I walk into your store now, I say, I have a show. I'm a master of ceremony, and I'm going to host Miss Africa, USA, and I need you to look at me and get me something that will make the crowd go wow.
I know exactly what to put on you, David.
Yeah.
I know exactly what the color that goes with your skin tone, the color that what you wear with your matches your height and everything. So I know exactly what to design for you.
Whoa. So should I be expecting one to come for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a measurement before I leave. Sure.
That sounds good to me. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. The beautiful voice that you're hearing there is Loris Monsieur Saba of Monsieur Couture. That is straight from Liberia, and she is a master designer. She can design for you. Just let her know where you're going, what the occasion is, and she can cut you to fitting. All right, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And, you know, I talked to Loris. I say, you like music? You say, well, I'm not a music person. I said, what? You don't like to dance? Well, occasionally I'm being caught up with my work. I said, then you need to get a life. You need to get a life, baby.
Yeah.
But anyway, she gave me a song that she liked. She called this one Drink on Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drink on Me by my song. Boy. Oh, my. He has something. That Kubazi, he's one young man from Liberia that I'm just crazy about.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about him. And so we're going to play this song right now by Kubazi, Drink on Me. Kubazi, wherever you are right now, enough respect to you, my boy. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, we'll be talking again to Laurie. So stay tuned and don't go away.
Hello, my boy. See. You can take anything on me. You can drink anything on me. You can even call your friends if you drink on me. You can drink anything on me.
My guest again is Laurie Monsieur Saba from Liberia. She is a designer. So what are you doing here in the United States?
Okay, I was invited by Jonda for the Runway Liberia 3rd edition. So she invited me, and I took the opportunity. I came to showcase.
And display some of your works?
Yes, a lot. Mm. Yeah, I display a lot. I display like 10 outfits. Yeah, and then it was nice.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. That's good. So do you have people working for you?
Yeah, I have a lot of people work for me.
Okay.
Yes, I have close to 13 tailors that work for me, one designer, and I have one manager, and from, of course, the CEO.
Of course. I know. And so these days, women are taking over leadership.
Yeah.
And so you being a leader right now, how would you encourage young girls that have been going through some struggles in life to look at themselves and see that they can still make it? How would you encourage them?
I will encourage them because from the beginning of my life, my journey as a designer, I didn't have the privilege to get out of Liberia to go into designing. I made use of what I had to do my designing. So I will tell them that you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it. And I went to that designing school for the less privileged, for rehabilitation people. And then in the end, I was able to be the best designer. So I learned from my tailors. I learned from the people that I work with. They improve me. So I can tell anybody, you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Put your mind to it.
Yes,
yeah.
You can definitely do it. It's not about you going to the best school. It started all 2008,
it
my journey.
It is not
journey.
The coat that matters, but
no,
the man in the coat.
Yes. It started 2008 when I first opened my shop. I was afraid. But then it was just a gift from God, because it's just a favor that rested upon me, that when people walk into my shop, be it like anybody high and mighty, they was just listening to me and then looking at me, designing for representative, designing for people out there in society. It was just the grace of God.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I know there was going to be some great competitions, because most times, like when we talk about, like I said, locally, we have the tailors. Most of them are men, and they look at this young lady just coming up. And she did not say, oh, this rehabilitation center that was open was not for people like me.
Of course.
She wanted to learn.
I
applaud the fact that you said, I did not get out of Liberia. You don't have that opportunity. You never had that opportunity to get out of Liberia, to come to America, to say
no.
You go to the best designing schools.
No.
You made use of what you had at the moment.
And I went there religiously. I went there every day.
You said you were afraid. What were you afraid of?
I was afraid when I just opened my business, because I had a lot of people who been in the business for a long time. I had them coming at me like, you're too small for this. You can't do this. It was like, oh God, how am I going to get
twice?
They're
telling you that you can't do it.
Yeah, I had people discouraging me from the beginning, but I took it as I can do it, because whatever I put my mind to in my life, I can do it. And I did it, and I'm still doing it. And I'm the best still.
I like that confidence. And I am the best. I have a slogan. I say it's good to be good.
Yeah.
When you are good, nobody needs to tell you you are good. You know within yourself.
So you're good.
You feel it that you're good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, David.
And, this is getting interesting. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest now is Lauris Monsieur Saba, right there, a designer from Liberia. And she says, I am the best. And she believes that she's the best. And she knows that she's the best. And that is why she says it with confidence, that you are the best.
Yeah, David.
So, I know you've worked for a lot of people in big positions. And what about people maybe who cannot afford much? How do you do for them?
I have different categories of my clientele. Because it's business. You always have to have, although sometimes the high and mighty comes in once in a while, but you always have to be able to have the low cost to be able to have that money, that turnover in your business is business. So I have different categories. I have the high and mighty, I have people, the middle class, and I have down there. I still cater to all of them.
That's good.
I have passion for it. Sometimes it's not the money, but it's the passion, I have. Yeah.
And those people will take the word out there.
Yes, yes.
And, they will definitely take the word. You know, when you design for them and they come and they can afford it.
Yeah.
They will definitely take the message out there.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say thank you so very much, Lauris. It's been a pleasure having you here.
You're welcome,
and,
David.
And I am looking forward to my own kind of I don't know what you're going to design.
I'll design
just
for
that.
You,
I'll be
David.
Hosting Miss Africa USA very soon. So when you go back to Liberia,
let me know.
And let's see what will come in.
Definitely. I'll design
and
for
I will
you.
Tell
definitely.
And I will tell America that this was designed in Africa.
In Liberia.
In Liberia.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Any message for your people that are listening to you right now?
Okay, what I have to say to young girls coming up in Liberia, you can do whatever you put your mind to do. You can be whoever you want to be. It was like coming to this side, I was like, is it me really getting out of my comfort zone? You know, but sometimes it's good at times to get out of your comfort zone to become a better you. Mm-hmm. So you can do whatever you want to do, Liberian people, Liberian young girls. You can do whatever you want, put your mind to do,
whatever
David.
Whatever you want to do, just put your mind to it. You can do it. Okay, this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Lorese Monsieur Saba, a designer from Liberia, who is here in the United States and bumped into my VOA studios for a short talk. And so I want to thank you all for listening to The African Beat. Stay tuned and don't go away. But now I'll play you my favorite song from Takung J. I love this beat and I just want everybody to enjoy it. Enjoy the song, you know, but you listen to the lyrics because it's very, very important. I'm David Van Lee and I'll be right back.
And I'm keeping it official by the launching of a missile. You got a chicken, make sure she beneficial. Get ready for the time rock round. Boom, 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 boom. L.I.B. Rap about the comedy sound. Hit four, bring it down with a shine of sound. Since you do my blunt, I do my own. And she wants us to get my need to work and tell her what I want. I do that wrong, and I write. And you know that I ain't all right. And I write. And I have my need in vinyl, so we down and feel we all in flow. But the main thing that had me back, it went in things still. He said I was crazy because I had a love. She left, he said I was lying. But I took my own time, I had a story in my palm. But in my whole heart, brother, I swear I was grieving. She used to come before me, stop in car every evening. Where you going at? When your father asked for me, tell him Takung J said hi. And all of a sudden, the camera pulled up with his ride. And I was like, bye. And all the time, I'm a brother, I swear I was blind. She used to leave me and carry on a funny line. But I kept it to myself because I feel that she my lover. And not because I let her, then she my heart made me suffer. And I'm right. And you know that, and I'm right. And I'm right. And I'm right. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Day on my way to ball fit, jumping out the bus, she tested with some junior ball, yeah, she got walking, my tent to the side, my eye, follow where I, no way for me, no high, so I jump in the cab and told the camera to drive, she got roll, 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 I bought it, I broke, I said, camera let go, she think we going to over, camera say, oh no, my man, I went right left, and you went straight back, I said, yeah, but it not right, I started thinking to myself, it not right, I should call me a rogue, 99 day for a rogue, one day for a master, they did the reggae, catch me, my son would be your bastard, she get the whole community chasing after me like a rogue, they yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I rogue, bro, bro, you're like that star, bro, they yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I rogue, got one that with a da-da, yo, help me catch that guy,
I said she do her own, I do my own, and she want to, she get my need to her friend, telling them that when I use that rubber, ain't I right? They love that so fast. That the only way for you to share you showing love. You trunking me will hook up, beating me will go from butt. Yeah, I your man, man. Can't treat me like dog, man. Yeah, you
USA, you know, my cat. They clean up cool. The way you slap me, the other night, I almost fool. You came in the kind of habit that will always make me cry. You see me among my friends, you just crossing my daddy. Or in a cool. I gave you full money, you go, and I gave me fool.
That won't be, she not gave you fool. Then I did not fool. Now she acting like my tootsie, got me eating street food. But it started with food, with the feet, barbecue. Next thing I know, I eating fresh feet, prostitute. Now I gotta buy, have it from a bar, attitude. Ain't that right? She my real confetti, got she be eating late at night. Now she got me cheating, sleeping way in red light. Ain't that right? Me ain't beating me day and night. Ain't that right? And you know that ain't that right, ain't that right?
Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
The African beat on The Voice of America. Now let's take this old school piece of music, Paquita by Rochiro Tabule of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Enjoy it.
Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And a big thank you to my guest, Lawrence Monsieur Saba from Liberia, for that wonderful interview. Till then, I am David Van Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Paquita, para bien, que tu m'entretes gardao. Estoy a tu espera, quiero que creces pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto.